reports of...
You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Auckland has a firm focus on becoming New Zealand's most sustainable port. They've come a step closer to acquiring this title by introducing LED floodlights on site. 95BFM's Dylan Kelly spoke to Matt Ball of Ports of Auckland to find out the benefits of the new lights and whether or not they have any new emerging technologies to achieve their carbon neutral goal by 2025.
The biggest measurable change we'll see will be a decrease in our power usage, so electricity usage. LED lights use a lot less power than the standard lights that we've got in there, and I forget what the name of that is, but we will save so much power just from the lighting. It'll take 7% off our electricity usage just in the first stage, and the second stage should give us a similar amount in savings. Then there are other benefits as well, so we get a better quality of light at ground level, which improves safety. We'll have changes in the frequency we have to maintain the lights, so they last 75,000 hours. They won't need to be changed for a number of years compared to the lights we've got there at the moment.
The idea with floodlights is that you turn them off in the day and then on at night, is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. So they're not on all the time, they're only on during hours of darkness. The great thing about these lights, though, is they don't need to warm up when you turn them on, so they come on instantly. And if anyone's got LED lights in their home, it's exactly that sort of turn on. And that means we can do cool things like dim the lights in future. So if there's no one working in an area, we could just dim those lights right down, so that cuts down on light pollution and saves power use. And you can do really cool things like if you have a van or a vehicle driving through the port, we could, once we've done the whole port, fit sensors to all the lights so that only the areas that van is driving in get lit just before they get to the area. So you're really targeting the light at where you need it.
That's awesome. Do you know if you guys are the first in the world to be doing this, or are you going off someone else's model? Or
We haven't looked overseas. I'm sure there's LED in use at other ports. I mean, we've got LED here on the port on our machines and in some of our sheds and in the offices and things. We think we're the first in New Zealand to do it, and that's because the technology for the floodlights has really only just hit the point where it's got the reliability, the light quality at ground level, and the durability to cope with a harsh port environment with all that salt and spray and wind.
Right, and I see the Ports of Auckland wishes to be the most sustainable port in New Zealand. Do you have any other exciting emerging technologies that may help bring this change?
Yeah, no, we've got a very much a sustainability drive. In the past, we've had a number of sort of environmental initiatives, but they've been quite ad hoc, basically depending on who ever within the port thought this is a great project to do for the environment. But with sustainability, it's a much broader focus. So that, of course, involves being sustainable economically, having good relations with the community, and being a sustainable port in the central city, and being environmentally conscious and friendly as well, and good relations with staff, and all those sort of good sustainability measures. We've set ourselves some pretty hard targets, particularly around emissions. So we want to be carbon neutral by 2025, and then we have quite a stretch target of by 2040 becoming emissions free. Now, if you think of a port environment, you've got things like tugs, which rely heavily on diesel, and no one's invented yet a battery-operated tug. So yes, we are going to have to be looking all around the world for the very best and latest in technology to achieve those targets. But we're thinking, well, why set an easy target? Why don't we set something hard and then really try and get to it? And if it takes us a bit longer, so be it. At least we gave it a good shot.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.